Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckanize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Tiffany with Women of Redneckanize on the Redneckanize Network. On the Unplugged Radio Network, I should say. But anyways, hey, again, this is Tiffany, and it is 39 degrees here in Eastern Ohio. It was so nice today. It was almost 42, and the sun was shining, and all the snow started melting, the majority, not all, but a lot of it. Yeah, I can actually see my patio out back now. But so it's nice, and it's supposed to be like 62 next Tuesday, 63, something like that. So it's like crazy. But with that being said, how was y'all's Christmas? Did you get everything you wanted? Were you able to go home? Or did you have to actually work over Christmas? I know some people, that's what they choose to do. I know Holly, last week we were talking about it, and she was actually going out to work over Christmas because she has no family at home with her. Her son moved to New York, and, you know, most of all her family's out east here, so she opted to go to work. So, which is good, you know. Greg and I kind of spent Christmas Eve here. Our brother-in-law and niece and nephew were supposed to be here, but our niece had this harebrained idea with a friend of hers to go to Oregon last Saturday. Not this past one, but the Saturday before. Which that would have been the 17th, 18th, I think she flew out. So, yeah. So, needless to say, they went to Oregon. And they were supposed to be back Christmas Eve morning. As you all know, there was snow. There was ice. There was everything all the way across. So, her flight got canceled. And I don't know yet, because I'm not even going to ask. I'm going to let it be a mystery this weekend when they come down, whether or not she made it in from Oregon. Because the last I knew, like I said, her flight was rescheduled for Tuesday, and her brother was supposed to pick her up at the Pittsburgh airport on Tuesday. I almost called him and said, hey, what's her flight number? And I was going to go, you know, and be for two just to irritate her, because that's what aunts do, right? But anyways, so long story short, Christmas Eve, we just stayed here at home. Our grandson was sick, so they didn't come over this weekend. I mean, it was his first Christmas, and, you know, he's just over 4 months old. So that's okay. Rather him stay home and stay healthy and start to feel better than be out in the cold, because it was bitter cold here with the wind chills. You know, when you walked outside, and you know how as soon as you take a breath outside and it's like all your nose hairs freeze together? That's what it was here. You know, with the wind chills, we were in the negative, mid-teens, 20s maybe. I don't even know for sure because I didn't care. I stayed in the house. I mean, the most we did was go out and feed our outside cats. Well, I did and took the dogs out. But even our outside cats, they have a heated box, mind you, heated food dish, heated water dishes. And I actually was taking their food out. I put a bowl of dry food inside their box with them, so they didn't have no reason to come out. I would put water in addition inside because I didn't want to put the electric ones in there because their heated pads that they have are weight sensitive, okay? So they only come on when they're on them. So, of course, I didn't want to put the water dish in there because that would keep that one on too, and that would be way too much. You know, I didn't want to have a fire hazard, I should say. So I was just taking bowls of water out there every morning. And then in the afternoon, evening, when I go out to feed them, I would refresh the water. But we feed our cats canned food too. They get 2 cans a day. Well, in the winter, they get 3 cans. But so I would put it on a paper plate and put it inside their box. They did not come out because I see no little kitty paws coming out of their box. So, I mean, I know they had to have because they're not going to go and do their business inside where they sleep. So, but now I went out today to feed them and they're out of the box all around. Like, yes, we're out. We're free. So it was nice to see them out. I was actually sitting down here earlier today in my office and I opened my blind here at my window and I keep it closed most of the time, especially when it's just me here, because you can literally see right in the house through that blind or that window, and it's ground level. Now, our porch up front, it does have a big window, and yeah, you could see in it too because, you know, there's nothing blocking that window. But you can see if somebody comes up there. Here, I'm not down here all the time. Of course, we're upstairs mostly. So with this one, I try keeping the blind closed, especially at night. Now, right now, I have it open because if I would try closing it, you know, one of the many cats would come down here and start, you know, pulling on the blind, wanting it open. So with that being said, it's open right now. But this afternoon, it was open. And I just happened to look, and I'm thinking, I had to do a double take because there was a cat sitting on my window ledge. Now, mind you, it's not my cat. We have two black and white ones. This was a solid black one. It's like the neighborhood cat, we call him. I don't even know. Most of the time, I name any cats and just give them a name. And that way, you know, we know what cat we're talking about. So I took a little food out for him. And now I know the neighbor down here, you know, they feed him. I think everybody feeds him. Our cats do not like him. They will not let him in the backyard to eat. And he'll sit outside the fence because they've chased him off many a time. But he'll sit outside our fence out back and sit there and just wait for them to disappear or something so he can go get in there. But that never happens because if they see him, they don't leave. Oh, sorry. So I just really wanted to come on because, you know, this is the last show of 2023 for us here at Women of Redneck and Lands. Now, Ed'll have show Thursday and Friday. I believe he's doing one Friday. Last Friday he was traveling. That's the reason he didn't do it. And it was Christmas. So I wanted to come on and talk to you guys all and say, hey, we're going to be here. But as we've talked in the past, and, you know, it still goes on that we will still be doing the same things as we have. You know, after March, the radio station will be no more. We just don't get the feedback that we'd like. So, but anyways, so I'm just on here just kind of chit-chatting and want to go over a couple things with you that I found today. So, you know, as always, I'm not going to stay here on all day because if y'all ain't coming on, then I'm not going to stay on here. Why, right? Okay, so. Plus, I didn't go on Facebook today and say, hey, guess what? Last show of the night of the year for Women of Redneck and I, so you guys can come on and talk to us, which I probably should have, but I did not. Okay, so one of the things I found when I was looking for stuff to talk to you guys about tonight was this. There we go. This I found on CDL Life, okay? You guys may have seen it on Facebook. I don't know. Couldn't tell you. It says, trucker dead after tree falls on rig. A truck driver is dead after a tree fell onto their truck in Oregon on Tuesday afternoon. Now, this just happened yesterday. The incident occurred on December 27th on Highway 26 in Wasgau County, Oregon. According to Fox 12 Oregon, crews were called to a single vehicle crash on Highway 26 near mile post 64, just before 3:30 p.m., to find a truck driver dead in his truck on the side of the road. Investigations revealed that weather had caused a large tree to fall onto the cab of the eastbound truck as it drove, causing the driver to lose control and leave the roadway. 53-year-old James Darren Lida was pronounced dead at the scene. Highway 26 was closed for around 3 hours during the investigation. You know, and the guy was probably at home before all this happened for the holidays, and he took off and left, you know, and this happens. Now, Greg and I have talked about this many times around here. If the road crews or the states would get out there and actually clear some of the trees along the interstates, along the side roads, whatever, you wouldn't have all the electric outages. You wouldn't have this happening, you know, trees falling on vehicles. Here about, I'm estimating this, about 10 years maybe. My aunt and my cousin and my other little cousin was all in my eldest cousin's car driving up on one of the back roads in PA around here. Okay. Now, my aunt will be 80 in January. Like I said, this was probably 10 years ago, roughly, give or take. And a tree fell. It came down right between, and I can't remember what kind of car my cousin had at the time. I'm thinking it was a Buick again because she likes them. Anyways, the tree came down and came across the windshield post on the driver's side, crushing down in the seat that my Aunt Audrey was in. My Aunt Audrey's not a very big woman. It broke the seat backwards, broke her hip. Now, mind you, she had just had a hip replacement like 6-7 months prior to that. Okay. And it screwed her shoulder up, and she was pretty bad. Now, my cousin Lil that was in the back seat, Lil is now 22, I think. Lil has spina bifida. So with that being said, she is always in a seat and she does not talk. She's nonverbal, sort of. She does get her point across when she has something to say. But so that tree fell and there was no wind, no nothing. It was, I don't even want to say dead, but where they were, they had cut the hillside back and out and cleaned the ditches so much to where the dirt in the trees were overhanging the ditches. So, of course, all that dirt's out from under there now because this is the brainiacs that we have in our area. So that tree gave way and just happened. Bren said when she seen the tree coming down, she was trying to stop, but, you know, it was just that quick. Thank God nobody got, you know, killed in the accident. You know, everybody's just kind of, you know, Aunt Audrey had a lot of issues that she had to go through after that because it did collapse one of her lungs. So they had to inflate that and had that for a while. And so, but she's okay now. She still gets around. She still drives. She never quite recovered after that hip being broke again. Well, you know, that anyways. So she has a little bit of a stumble when she walks and stuff. So, you know, but like I said, she is 80. Love her dearly. You know, those of you that have met her, you know, that comes around like Robbie and Ed, I believe you did meet my Aunt Audrey. And even, you know, Donnie and that, you just, her and Donnie are funny together, let me tell you. But anyways, another story, another day. Okay, so that is one thing we always want to keep an eye out for is, you know, you never know when something like that happens. You know, thankfully the guy, you know, nobody else was involved. He didn't, you know, don't know if the tree, did it say it landed on the cab? I think it did, didn't it? So onto their truck. Okay. So when that happened, he probably swerved from it and everything else. And, you know, but it was a tragedy. That family lost a father, brother, son, you know. So it is sad to see when something like this happens. But unfortunately, God had other plans for him. Okay. So off the sad notes, let's see what else we have here. Okay, I'm not going to get off of it. I am sorry. I found a couple of other stories here that I wanted to talk to you guys about. All right. This one was down in Kentucky. Okay. No. Austin. I'm sorry, Austin. Okay, semi-truck obliterated in wreck with SUV. Two people were hurt after a wreck between a semi-truck and a motorist in Austin on Wednesday. So this just happened. And from the pictures, I'm going to say, 4:30 a.m. In Austin, Texas, just before 4:30 a.m. on the southbound 130 near FM 973. when I say the truck was obliterated, you can tell it was a truck because of the steer tire, the fuel tanks, and the battery box. Oh, yeah, wait, there's the exhaust, too. It had an ISX in it because I can see the red motor. So anyways, according to Fox 7 Austin, both vehicles rolled over as a result of the collision. One person was pinned in their vehicle after the wreck and was rescued after 50 minutes. The car doesn't even look near as bad as the semi. Okay, the truck driver was airlifted to the hospital, and the motorist was transported by ambulance. Both have described as having serious but non-life-threatening injuries. I am sorry, from the pictures of this truck, how can that driver not have non-threatening, you know? I'm surprised he lived through that. So he had one heck of a, you know, a co-pilot there with him. Okay. Cleanup in the incident took hours as crews worked to remove the semi's truckload of rebar from the scene. So we know that could have been way worse. Like I said, the SUV does not look near as bad as the truck. But check it out on CDLLife.com, and you can look at these videos and pictures there. Okay. Another thing. Oh, my God. You guys and I both know that all these immigrants are starting to really get on all of ours last nerve, right? Okay. Okay. This is just like crazy. All right. 18 immigrants found under a tarp trailer. Now, you guys know, if you're down in Texas and you come out of Laredo, because they have Laredo, Eagle Pass, all them places under, they have Brownsville. Those are some of the ones that I know for sure because I've been through them, that have the checkpoints, okay? And you just go in there, declare your whatever, you know. But they have the dogs that walk around the trucks. Try coming in there with onions because that just totally throws them dogs off. Okay. A truck driver was arrested after 18 immigrants were found underneath a tarp in the trailer earlier this week. Okay. Truck driver Osvaldo Garza Zaverda, I'm just spitballing with these names here now, mind you, was stopped for a traffic violation on U.S. 77 in Kennedy County, Texas. Zaverda was found to not have a driver's license or correct documentation for the truck. Seriously? Let's bring the immigrants in and not have a CDL and not have your right paperwork. That's going to get them looking right from the get-go. Come on, you people. When asked if anyone was inside the truck or trailer, Zaverda answered no and gave permission for the officers to search the vehicle. Okay, did he honestly just not know? Okay, the officer looked beneath the blue tarp covering the top of the trailer and found the 18 immigrants inside, reported Fox News. The 9 men, 8 women, and 1 juvenile were handed over to the U.S. Border Patrol. Zaverda was charged with human smuggling and smuggling of minors. He was taken to Clibert County Jail. We are committed to enforcing compliance with safety standards, and one of our department's primary functions is to ensure Texas roadways are safe for all Texans and visitors to our great state, said Director Stephen McCraw. For security reasons, the department does not discuss operational specifics, but we hope that frequent enhanced commercial vehicle safety inspections will help deter cartel smuggling activity along our southern border while increasing the safety of our roadways, he added. Okay, you think by adding more, you know, commercial vehicle safety inspections, that's going to stop the cartel from smuggling people? Really? Or smuggling anything? They don't care. They're going to do what they do. Because while you're getting them on this road, the other shipment they sent up is already free and clear because you're too into this area here. Okay. All righty. moving right along to all this wonderful news that we're having just after Christmas. Okay. Oh. All right. I can see this, and I feel sorry for the driver. Okay. This happened out outside of El Paso. It says, trucker passes out while choking on food. Send ring plumaging off of I-10. Oh, about ready to sneeze. Okay. A semi-truck careened off the Interstate 10 in Tucson. I'm sorry. I thought it said El Paso. Tucson on Tuesday after the driver passed out at the wheel. The vehicle happened on December 27th in Tucson, Arizona on Interstate 10 near Valencia Road. According to News 4 Tucson, the trucker was driving along I-10 when he choked on some food. The driver then passed out, sending the truck skidding off the interstate. The truck then landed in the Valencia Road below. Diesel was spilled in the incident, or in the accident, which was cleared by crews. The driver was not seriously injured in the accident. Thank the Lord, right? Because not only did he not get seriously injured, but nobody else was injured either. Okay, and I said El Paso because I was looking at the street sign right by this crash where it happened, and it was, you know, the on-ramp for 10 East going to El Paso. Okay, so I said I was going to try to find peppier stories, and I guess I just lied to y'all because I really can't find nothing. What a way to end the year, right? Oh, can you guys, oh, Lord. Okay, here's another one. I know, I'm a big Debbie Downer today. But these are things that, you know, happen that you don't hear enough about, to be honest with you. I don't feel. Sorry, I brought coffee down with me and it was too hot to drink and now it's good to drink, so I keep trying to drink it. Okay. Man found injured on road, likely fell off moving rig while secretly hitching a ride. Imagine that. Police are still investigating the death of a man found injured on a roadway in Pennsylvania on Christmas Day. Okay. 39-year-old Paul Donnelly was found injured near West Main Street and Martin Avenue in Everett, Pennsylvania before 12:30 a.m. on December 25th. According to Penn Live Patriot News, Donnelly has been lying in the road by a passing police officer who stopped along with another passing driver to try to help in the seriously injured man. EMS treated Donnelly at the scene, but he soon succumbed to his injuries. A witness told police she was driving west in the 300 block of West Main Street behind a tractor trailer when a man seemed to suddenly appear on the road after the truck passed through the intersection by Martin Avenue. When questioned, the truck driver told police that he did not see or hear anything during his drive and did not notice hitting anything or anyone. Investigators examined the semi-truck and determined that there was no sign of collision. The dash cam footage from the truck also showed no sign of pedestrians on the roadway, sidewalk, or side of the road as the truck moves through the intersection. Another good reason to have the dash cams, right? Okay, surveillance footage from a nearby building revealed a different angle of the intersection, but officers still found no evidence of a pedestrian in the area. The footage shows only the truck passing through a clear intersection and Donnelly suddenly lying in the road. The police officers arrived at the scene less than 1 minute later. Lancaster County Coroner's Office determined that Donnelly died from blunt impact trauma and ruled the death accidental. Based on the evidence, officers believe that Donnelly may have been secretly riding on the tractor trailer and either fell or jumped off, resulting in his injuries leading to death. And they want anyone who witnessed anything related to this case or who might have relevant video footage from December 25th between 12 a.m. and 12:40 a.m. in the area of West Main Street at Martin Avenue or on West Main Street between the square and Martin Avenue should contact Sergeant Matthew Randolph. So that's like, wow, right? And as cold as it was around here and you're riding on a, because obviously he wasn't in the truck. He was riding somewhere on the truck. So was he over an axle? Was he up in the cross members? Was he riding in, you know, spare tire rack? Where was he riding on the trailer? Or even on the truck? Was he on the, you know, on the catwalk? Could he have kind of, you know, succumbed to hypothermia and then fell off because he lost his grip? You know, I bet if he would have stopped that driver, when that driver stopped, I bet if he would have asked him, that driver probably would have gave him a lift. But no, he took a chance and he lost his life over it. So unfortunately, things like this happen and we know it. And it happens more often than is ever reported because they might not report it because the person that was doing the hitchhiking may have been riding on the side, riding on the truck and then fell off in a ditch and nobody noticing, especially if it was at night and, you know, and it's sad. You know, it used to be back in the day that if you stopped and you seen somebody, you would stop and help them. Now you don't take that chance because how many drivers stop to help people alongside the road, change a tire or help them with an, you know, overheated vehicle just to find out their partner in crime was hiding in the high brush came out and killed them and, you know, took their $24 or whatever out of their pocket. You know what I mean? It's something as simple as a good gesture turns to a very bad ending to a life. And we've seen it happen. You know, the longer you're in the business, the more of these type of things you see happen. Okay, I am going to take a quick little break right here, only because it's just me. And we've hit our half hour mark here now. So I just want to thank one of our great sponsors, and that is Miss Hattie Jane at DPF Regeneration, where anything that you need done to your DPF system, or if you need a charged air cooler, radiator, get in touch with her at www.webakem.com, and she can help you get some aftermarket parts that are, you know, might be a little bit cheaper than what you can get at your normal, you know, Kenworth, Peterbilt, International, Freightliner dealership, Western Star, Mack, whatever. So check it out. That is DPF Regeneration at www.webakem.com.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010 or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and I's was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a redneck and I's.
Have you considered going solar in Pennsylvania? Well, you might be surprised to know this, but your utility company just made the naughty list. Instead of giving them...
Dirty Way Coffee, Lucky Strike Chimes. Dirty Way Coffee, Lucky Strike Chimes. Out here in West Memphis, out of Champagne. course on 30-way carpet. Lucky Strike chains. See, I freighted the fat hogs straight from the farms. I chased the cutters and the coal cows from 100 sail bars. But when the feeders went west, around the time it turned foul, that's when the miles, it got crazy and the money got tall. So I take me a tutor and draw me a line. Take me a tutor and draw me a line. Cause Hugo turns a hard run in an old W9. Boys, I take me a tutor and draw me a line. Well, there's a sweet, solemn stillness that steals over you. When you're west of Dodge City doing 102, that's all your misspoken words and all the birthdays you've missed. Fall like smoke busts to the blacktop as you break forth in the bliss. So I woke in the east, boys, I laid down in the west. And in the dawn's early light, I called the courtesan blast. Tendered my youth to the usurer's till. Ah, for the lust of the chrome, the fire and the steel. Yes, I'm a fool, as you may have divined. A little less of a fool than a cheater you'll find. Cause it's 1,200 miles to that Texoma line. I was running 3 logbooks, boys, on that Tudor in line. Then I looked on the work, and I saw it was good. So I called myself God from the rock where I stood. Till the Sabbath I shone, showed up to be paid. Left me busted up and bleeding on the bed that I'd made. Does Rebecca still work at the old 201? Does Rebecca still work at the old 201?
Okay. I told you I was going to take a little break, and I did. Now, that was a great supporter of us, of ours here at Redneckinized. That was Mr. Long Haul Paul. And that was 30 Weight Coffee on his, oh, let me see. I'm trying to look here. I guess it doesn't say what soundtrack or what CD it was off of. I'm looking. But that is Mr. Paul Mulhofer. He's from out in Indiana, but we've seen him at many different events. He used to come and sing in our tent with us and, you know, great performer, great man, you know, so look him up at longhaulpaul.com. And I actually pulled that up off of, that was the video and everything for that particular song. Oh, I got goosebumps. Anyways, I pulled that up off of, let me see, where did I get it off of? I don't even know. YouTube. That's where it came from. So check him out there, too. Subscribe to his channel. It's always a good thing to do and support other local drivers. Okay? because that's what we are here, is just a bunch of drivers, as y'all know. We come together years ago, and we enjoy it. So, okay. I have a couple more things I want to talk to you guys about. We have about 25 minutes of the show left. So call in 515-602-9731. Option one to be part of the conversation. And give us, you know, let us know what you did for the holidays. I'm sorry. My dog was over here having a little bit of difficulties, and I had to step away for a minute to take care of that. Okay. So, like I said, we're down to 20 minutes or so. Let's see. Okay, here's a couple of things, something I want to talk to you guys about or let you know about. I found this on overdrive.com, and it is Hyundai Transled recalling trailers over brake issues. Okay. And recalling trailers for brake issues. Hyundai Transled is recalling certain 2020 and 2021 drive van and reefer trailers to fix a retaining clip in the brake pad retaining assembly that may be loose or could detach and loosening the brake pad. The company believes 39 units are affected. The retaining clip or bracket that detaches can damage the brake pad, reducing brake performance, damage a tire valve, and causing a flat tire, or become a road hazard, increasing the risk of a crash. Dealers will repair the spring bracket assembly free of charge. Owner notification letters were mailed out on December 8th. So if you have one of these trailers, okay, you could probably go right to Hyundai's website and look it up and see. Look up your VIN number. Yep, and that's exactly what you can do, because I just pulled it up, and you can look it up, okay? Actually, this is through, I don't even know what the abbreviation stands for, but it's Track Recalls and Safety Issues by NHTSAID. So that gives you a place to look, okay? All right, let me go back out of here. Oh, this is, yeah, you can go look up your VIN number and find out on the NASDAQ. Oh, right. Okay, let's see. All right. Oh, hit the wrong button. Don't you hate when that happens? I do that quite frequently, especially when I'm on here looking for stuff to talk to you guys about. Whew. Okay. Here's a little case of road rage, I'm going to say. And I haven't even read the video or read the article. So I honestly have to say it's going to be road rage. Okay, this is another story on Truckers or CDL Life. Trucker facing five charges of vehicular homicide for holiday weekend crash. Oh, geez. Okay. A truck driver is facing multiple vehicle homicide crashes after a wreck in Ohio on Christmas Eve. Okay, the accident happened on December 24th in Shelby County, Ohio on Interstate 75. According to WOHI, 7 News, 29-year-old truck driver Darian Ruckbert was heading north on Interstate 75 when he went off the side of the road, crossed into the opposite lane. Okay, maybe not road rage, but hey. Ruckbert. Then crashed into two vehicles, killing three at the scene. A fourth person later succumbed to their injuries at the hospital. Court records show that one of the victims was pregnant. Rockbart was booked into Shelby County Jail and is facing 5 charges of vehicular homicide because, of course, he's being charged for that unborn baby. He was scheduled for arraignment on Tuesday morning. That is crazy. 5 people, 4 and an unborn, lost their lives on Christmas Eve. But what made that guy go across the center line? You went across the median to hit people on the opposite side of the road? Was there not enough people on your side of the road that you couldn't run them over, or what? Or was it something medical that happened to him? We will never know because, he's going to jail for life without the possibility of parole, you would assume, but you never know. Okay, let's see. What else do we have to talk about? All right. But yeah, like I said, this is the last show before the new year for us here at Women of Redneck and I's on our Wednesday night shows. Like I said before, I'm going to keep them going even after the first of the year. But we usually do, it usually is an hour show. Sometimes it comes into 2 hours. Sometimes it's longer. Sometimes it's less. Like I said, tonight I was going to do less, but I found a couple of stories to talk about. And, so it always kind of helps when I have something to talk about, right? All right. Okay. Here's another thing I just kind of scanned over and seen. All right. Police. Okay. Hours-long standoff. This is also from CDL Life. At VA hospital unfolds with man barricaded inside. Ready for this? You got it. A stolen semi. A man who stole a semi engaged police in an hours-long standoff in Florida on Monday night. The incident happened on December 26th in Orange County, beginning at around 6:25 p.m. and ended at the VA hospital at 13849 Veterans Way. According to Click Orlando News, police initially received reports of a man driving a bobtail semi truck recklessly by smashing into cars after stealing it. Police responded to the call and followed the bobtail semi truck until it parked at the entrance gate to the VA hospital. Once there, the thief refused to exit the vehicle and engaged in a standoff with police for several hours. The man was eventually arrested without any incident at around midnight. Deputies have not released further information about the incident, and it is unclear what charges the man may be facing. Well, we know for one, he's going to get it for, reckless operation, theft of a vehicle. Luckily, didn't say nothing about anybody injured, but it's sad because that was, if he was going to the VA hospital, obviously he must have been a vet. So when I hear stories about the vets and stuff like that, it just makes me sad because I don't want to say that they're let down, but they don't get what they need, I don't believe. That is my personal opinion, so I don't want to start any battles over opinions. So, all right. Okay. All right. We've talked about this, and it has been one of the things, and we know they do this every year on the turnpike here in Ohio, in PA, no trucks, no this, no that, no vehicles. We talked about chain laws that PA kind of put into place in order if you're going to be traveling in PA over last weekend's storm, that do not travel unless you have proper chains. And if you did, you could travel. Okay. The headline for this one, again, CDL Life. 13 dead after wintry weekend in Ohio, including 46 vehicle pileups. 1,300 total crashes. That's over the whole state of Ohio, I'm believing. Okay. 13 were killed, and more than 4,200 were assisted by state troopers after wintry conditions left Ohio roadways a mess over the holiday weekend. Now, mind you, 90% of this was all north of us, okay? A 46-vehicle pileup involving tractor trailers on the Ohio Turnpike killed four and left vehicles stacked on top of each other on Friday, December 23rd. Four more were killed on Saturday, December 24th, in a three-vehicle crash on Interstate 75, including a semi-truck. Five more were killed in various other weather-related crashes over the holiday weekend, reported WTOL 11 News. The 46-vehicle pileup happened between State Route 53 and State Route 4 in Sandusky County and eventually stretched into Erie County. The incident and subsequent rescues occurred during high winds, blowing snow, and frigid temperatures. Three of the four killed in the event have been identified as Bernard Ballartz, 59, Julia Roth, 37, who was pregnant, and Emma Smith, 19. The identity of the fourth victim has not been released pending notification of next of kin, and it is unclear exactly how many people were injured in the pileup. Okay, and the Toledo Fire Rescue Department said, I have never seen anything like it. One of the worst incidents I've ever responded to. And he is a 30-year veteran. Hearing all the screams of people and people running away from the accident, I knew this was really bad, said 40-year-old Tom Hannes, who was involved in the pileup but was not hurt. A much smaller but equally deadly wreck happened on Saturday, December 24th, on Interstate 75 in Franklin Township, Shelby County, leaving four dead. According to Dayton 247 Now, 29-year-old truck driver, we just talked about this, Darian Rokebert of Hialeah, Florida, was traveling north on Interstate 75 when a semi-truck went off the left side of the road, crashed through the ditch and cable barrier, and continued into the southbound lanes. Once in the southbound lanes, the tractor-trailer struck two vehicles, causing a serious wreck. Two people in a GMC, 32-year-old Lauren Han and 63-year-old Kimberly Seacrest, killed in the wreck. Jeremy Bowen, a 32-year-old driving an F-150, also died in the crash. Bowen's passenger, a 33-year-old Karen Bowen, was transported to two hospitals with life-threatening injuries before passing away. Bowen's passenger, Karen Bowen, 33, of Farmington, Michigan, was transported to Wilson Memorial Hospital with life-threatening injuries, and she was then flown by helicopter to Miami Valley Hospital, where she died from her injuries. An additional five people were killed in five more wrecks across the state of Ohio, and troopers responded to around 1,300 total crashes and assisted more than 4,200 motorists. Anytime a life is lost on the Ohio roadways, the troopers on patrol, we take it personal because it is a tragedy. Anytime a life is lost, our goal, our job as troopers, is to ensure everyone makes it to their destination safely, said the Lieutenant Nathan Daniels with the State Highway Patrol. So, I mean, it's not their fault these people can't drive on these road conditions, or it's not their fault that these drivers are afraid, scared of the road conditions and, you know, technically can't handle the roads. Or you get ones that just don't know. And, you know, like the guy from Florida that drove across the left of center and everything else, you know, come on, idiot. You just killed five people. Where'd that get you? Okay. All right. Like I said, I need to quit talking about all these sad stories, but it seems like that's the only thing that's in the news nowadays is everything sad. I try finding good stuff. I do. Okay, here's something. It's not good. It's just another one of those things just to cause more problems. Two New York State throwaway service areas to close for construction in January. The New York State Thoroughway Authority announced that two service areas will be closing for construction in the weeks to come. Starting January 1st of 2023, the Ramapo service area located on I-87 south between exit 16 and exit 15A and the Warner service area located on I-90 west between exit 39 and exit 40 will close for construction. The New York State Thoroughway says that fuel services will remain available at both locations during the construction. Both facilities will be entirely rebuilt, and when they reopen, will include updated restaurant concepts, taste New York food and drink products, outdoor seating, seasonal food trucks, playgrounds, pet walking area, among other amenities. The service area construction project is part of a large effort to begin in the summer of a large part of the effort that began, in the summer of 2021 to redevelop the 27 Thoroughway service areas. Okay. So much for all that. So now they're going to be closing service centers down. That obviously has truck parking from the way I'm seeing the pictures. So that means no more truck parking there, but they're going to have fuel. So I don't know. They always find some way to screw everybody and just make it even more harder for people to get around, right? Okay, so we are down to the last few minutes of our show. I just want to say to you guys, have a great new year, because it is coming up too quick. Was it just me, or did this whole year kind of fly by? In parts, it was a shitty year, to be honest with you. Other parts, it was a great year. For some of us, it was a really shitty year. So let's start fresh and new in January 1st of 2023, which is literally just days away. Let's start fresh and see if we can have a better year next year. I know us here at Redneck and I's, we value all of our followers, our friends, our family, whether you are biological, blood, married into. If you are on our friends list, you're a friend. If you have a problem, give us a call. We're here. Most everybody that does listen to our radio shows has all of our numbers. So whenever you guys need anything, you know, we say it 100 times over. Call us. So if you're ever in Ohio, reach out to us here. You know, if you're relatively close to our location, we will gladly come and visit with you. I'm not going to say, we're going to say, bring it on in and come to the house. We don't do that with everybody. Sorry. We got a select few. So with that being said, I know there's 5 minutes left of the show. I'm going to get ready to sign off here. Oh, look, maybe somebody just remembered that there was a show. Oh, see, now he wants to talk. You wait till the last 5 minutes. Uh-huh. Go ahead. I can talk all the BS I want to right now because I haven't pushed your button to let you on. I pushed your button now.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, why are you going to be so angry this late at night?
There's 5 minutes left of this, and you call in?
I thought you'd done a two-hour show. I wanted to give everybody – I didn't want to steal everybody's thunder. I wanted to let them have it all tonight.
I always program mine for a two-hour show. If I don't get somebody to call in within the first hour and actually want to talk, at that hour's up, I shut it down. Hi, Robbie.
Did anybody else call in?
I waited the last little bit, too.
But see, Robbie, you called in and you were on the phone holding for the last 15, 20 minutes. Greg never even bothered to even call in until just now.
Hey, I just pulled in up here to Petra, all right? I got important things to do here.
Yeah, it's clicker.
Were you talking to Donnie? Were you talking to Donnie?
No. No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh. We're talking to Donnie,
Donnie
now
because
I just brought him on.
Yeah.
Hi, Donnie.
Well, now since you want to be a wise ass, I was actually talking to Donnie.
I figured you were.
We was talking about how much everybody's aged over the years, you know, and I said 30-some years. I said, me and Jim was talking the other day. Every time I walk by the mirror, look in the mirror, I think, man, look what the hell trucking's done to me. That's when I told him what I told you the other day. Maybe you need to look in the mirror a little bit more, and the rest is history. He said, you're still alive? I said, well, yeah. But right after I told her that, I said I had to go to work.
Uh-huh.
Anybody else call in? Really?
I pulled Donnie on, but Donnie's not talking. Donnie's going to be shy.
Huh. Speak up, Donnie. Speak now or ever hold your peace.
I was not ready to say that.
Donnie.
I sure
he ain't muted.
Yeah, he's muted, all right. He muted himself.
He's got to be muted.
He's had to mute his. So I unmuted him on this line. He didn't raise his hand, but I put him on anyways.
I don't know. I don't even call in. Donnie. What the hell? Donnie. What the hell?
Yeah.
There you are.
Are you there? What'd you do? Have your phone muted?
No, I pushed the whatever number. And I don't know.
I'm thinking she screwed up. I think she didn't hit you. She didn't unmute you to come in, and now she's trying to make it sound like it was all you.
Hey, asshole.
You know, a typical woman thing. You know, they ain't going to admit when they're wrong.
Well,
but
you know,
they expect us to admit when we're wrong.
See, I can mute you, Greg. I just shut your shit down. For a minute, that is.
Damn it. Damn it.
Now, as soon as I saw that when Donnie called in, I unmuted him. And it just must never connected at everything all at once. It may have been a overlap because, you know, when you guys push one, a hand goes up on our screen. Well, a hand never came up for Donnie, so...
Well, I pushed one.
Well, that's what I said. It probably was when I was putting you on at the same time. So, be all right.
Okay.
I want one of them hands that comes up too, but I don't need all the fingers.
I got your hand for you. And it's only got one finger right now.
Oh, shit.
Number one, as usual.
You're right.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Greg, you're number one in my book, too, so don't feel bad.
I got told you guys the other night, one of these days I ain't going to be here. Now, who you guys going to have pick on then? I told Holly, I said, you're going to miss me when I'm gone. What did she tell me the other night, Greg? You kind of abrasive sometimes. What? Really? Come on. Oh, shit. Holly just ain't been around long.
This is true.
She's coming
around.
Yeah,
I was talking to Gregor a little bit ago, and I was like, hey, isn't Tiffany's show on tonight? He was like, it's Wednesday. And I was like, yeah. He's like, uh-oh.
Uh-huh.
Yep, I wasn't even thinking about it. I was just trucking, wasn't even thinking about it.
It's all right.
I wasn't thinking much about it.
I've been trucking on my couch.
Watching traffic. Huh?
I've been trucking on my couch.
You need to get your lazy ass out and go to work. Christmas is over. Get out and pay the bills.
That's the problem. There's nothing paying.
Right?
Well, I know you spent money. I know you spent money at Christmas. You better go out and try to recoup some of it.
It's been that much.
Hey, I had an offer on my trailer today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, $30,000 or $35,000.
Which one?
I don't
the
need
drive-in?
To tell you what I. Yeah. Yeah, I don't need to tell you what I told him.
You told him to go fly kite, huh?
Yeah, Marcus Summers, one of them was down there at the convoy, that, and the one that was out at Millersburg that organized that thing out there at Millersburg for Miss Arlene. Yeah, he lives over in Millersburg. He had some trucks, his own trailers, his own authority, and he had a thing on Facebook. Anybody know where I can get a good used trailer, you know, a good trailer, a newer trailer, you know? But, yeah, he's one of the 2018 or 19 or 20, but he only wants 30 or wants to pay 30 or 35,000 on it, but he don't want, you know, one that's all gouged up or bent up or, you know, got ghost markings on it, you know, where they've had signs, you know, company signs or something on it. And I'm like, well, what the fuck do you want? You know, I mean, you're not going to get a brand new trailer for $30,000.
No.
And he told me, he said, well, you know, she told me something about yours. I said, yeah, stainless front, stainless back, air inflation, aluminum wheels, skirted, right-way load system, blah, 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 you know, drum brakes, extra logistics post, galvanized roof. You know, I said, yeah, you know, five lights top and bottom down each side. I told him everything about it. I said, you know, I said, he said, well, what do you want? I said, we'll want 40,000 for it. I said, the trailer was just a year old in April. This past April, it was a year old. I said, this coming April, I said, it'll be 2 years old. I said, the thing ain't got, I said, the only little mark on it's where they shoved the pallet to the side of it. Just, it put a little hole through the outside of it. I said, about an inch and a half long. I said, I've tapped it shut. I haven't fixed it completely right good yet, but I got it to where I can use it. I put some black, you know, gasket, silicone gasket maker in it to plug the hole up, and I said, I used it. And he asked me two or three times, does it leak where you put that hole? I said, Marcus, I said, it's just an inch and a half, little inch and a half slit. I pounded it shut, put silicone. No, it don't leak a drop. That inside of that trailer is bone dry. It don't leak a drop. I said, look, it is what it is. And then he went in, he wanted to lease purchase it. You know, pay me, get it all done in writing, you know, binding contract or whatever, and just, you know, pay. I said, no, I'm not going there. That way he can put insurance on it and blah, blah, blah. I said, oh, no, we ain't doing that. So I told him, I said, I don't care if I sell it or not. I said, it can sit there and eat grass. I said, my flatbed sat there for 2.5-3 years. I said, as far as I'm concerned, that drive-in can do the same thing. I said, I'm having to pay for it, where I use it or not. I said, it can sit there. I said, because the way I look at it, it might be 5-6 years old by the time I use it again. But guess what? It'd be a 5-6-year-old trailer, but it'd be brand new. I said, it ain't going to age. It'll age, but it ain't going to get, it ain't wore out. It ain't going to wear out sitting there. So he told me, he said, well, think about it. Let me know. And he said, you know, if you change my life, I said, well, 30 or 35,000, I can't let it go for that. I said, I got, you know, because he asked me if I had any wiggle room, and I said, very little. And 5,000, I ain't got $5,000 wiggle room there. No. I told him, I said, that same trailer, a year from the time I bought it, a year after I bought it, that trailer was going for $82,000 during that pandemic. I said, now, yes, they've come down, but they ain't come down a hell of a lot.
No.
I said, if there was, a, you know, he said, well, every trailer that I'm seeing is 2000, you know, 2012s, 2010s, 2012, you know, 15s. He said, and there wasn't 30. $40,000 for, I said, okay, there you go. That's what I'm saying. You're not going to get a new trailer for $35,000. I says, no, mine's not new, but it might as well be new. Cause I said, the heaviest load's ever been on that trailer is 30,000. And I said, I can count probably maybe three loads on that. I never told him about that shit with Ace, but I said, it's only got like, you know, I had like three or four loads on it that was heavy. I said, the rest of them's all been 20,000 or under. I said, and the lightest load that was on it was 15 pounds. He said, what? He said, a pallet weighs more than that. I said, it wasn't on a pallet. It was one little tiny box. I carried it out, put it in the trailer, took it to Iowa. He said, you serious? I said, yeah, $7,000. I said, I took it from Eaton, Ohio to Des Moines, Iowa. I said, $7,000? You damn right. I said, I'm your Huckleberry. I took it out there. I said, pay me $7,000 to get it out there. 500 miles. Had to be there yesterday. He said, really? I said, yeah. Expedited freight, expedited rate. That's the way it works. So, I don't know. But whatever. I told him, I said, well, I got it. If you change your mind, let me know. And that's what he told me. I said, I ain't changing my mind, so whatever. But anyhow.
My trailer's up another $40,000 from when I bought mine, a year later.
Right. You talked to that guy about yours?
Yeah, and his deal didn't go through, so he wasn't going to buy my trailer, so I'm stuck with it.
Wow. Yeah, guess you got to put some more lights on it now.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, that doesn't bother him.
It looks good. It makes it look good.
Now, you can polish a turd, but it's still a turd.
Yeah, I know.
The only way you can make that fucking trailer look good is hook it to the back of a Freightliner.
Gosh. I don't know about that.
Oh, shit.
I'll tell you one, Robbie.
I'll have to agree to disagree with you on that one.
Huh?
I'd have to agree to disagree on that one.
Hey, you didn't hear Donnie. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I heard Donnie say he'd sell you one.
I already told him the deal that I do with that Freightliner. He'd have a 2013 KW.
No way.
Hey, that's the only way the deal's going to go down.
Shit.
Title. I'll have that title overnighted.
Shit.
Shit, you look good driving a Kenworth, Greg.
No. I can't even make that fucking Kenworth look good. I can make anything look good driving it. I can't even make a Kenworth look good.
Yeah, Lord.
Well, that's part of Robbie's peoples. It's all lowered down. It's good to go.
Yeah.
My peoples are on the radio show.
Let the air out of the tires and dump the air out of the airbags. Take the blocks out of the springs and all ass.
That's right.
Whatever works.
Keep the Taco Bell, man. He get that Chihuahua to ride with him over in the jump seat.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, shit. I got to check some air pressure in my tires this weekend. I've noticed they're... Trailer tires look like they're getting a little spongy. I think they might need some air in them. I ain't checked the air in them since I put it back on the road. I ain't checked the air in them since I started running it. Fuck it. I kick them once in a while. They got air in them. Well, they're good, but I notice they're getting spongy. Think I got some of them things. I'm going to take them brackets and drill them, see if I can't screw them extension hoses that we got, put them on them inside valve stems, because these are a pain in the ass to get into. I think up here this weekend, while it's decent and it ain't raining, I'm going to see if I can screw them on and run them through the outside wheel.
Saturday and Sunday.
Now, if it rains all week, I guess where I'm going to be.
Your ass on the couch?
Yep.
This is what I've been doing. It's been raining all day here.
Yeah, I'm gonna do some. What's that old saying? I'm gonna do some recliner. Do some rear end work. I'm gonna put my ass in a recliner.
Yep.
I forgot all about the show tonight. I was just sitting here talking to Donnie. I pulled in here and parked. Hell, I could have got up here to Petra. I couldn't even get any apron in the driveway. They got half the fuel islands blocked off. Them guys are just pulling in there, lining up behind each other, and they're back clear out to the light.
Damn.
Oh, geez.
I finally got in here, got parked. Fuck, truck stops empty, but I was just thinking about maybe walking in and maybe getting something to eat, come back out, turn the TV on, and I shut the truck off. At least it ain't 20 below zero tonight.
True.
The other night when I come here, it was 48 degrees when I pulled in here, and I woke up the next morning, and it was 20 below. I was frozen. My doors were frozen shut. My ice, I had a quarter inch ice over the windshield. Screw that. Couldn't get in my damn trailer.
You got out to 57 today.
I was supposed to get up to, 53, I think, this weekend at home.
Something like that.
50-63
on Tuesday.
Donnie said he'll be down for New Year's Eve, but Angel won't be with him.
Imagine that.
I'll let him tell you about it.
I give up counting on Angel.
Yeah, she's going to be babysitting.
That's all right. If he gets drunk, we'll just take him upstairs and push him in a fucking bed and say, see you in the morning.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not drinking.
Ain't nobody. Shit.
Yeah, you say that now.
Don't say that.
I'll end up like Greg that one year in the fire.
Be like Greg down there at the truck show. Blue beak.
Oh, fall asleep in the shitter.
Huh? Oh, everybody was a couple times down there. Time. And then there was another time, but wasn't quite that bad. Last year was good.
Yeah, last year was good.
We went over to Louisville over there.
Yeah. Right?
I think that's what we need to do this year. I think we need to hook up with whatchacallit down there. Who was that we went out with that? Yeah,
CDL Life.
Yeah, we need to hook up with CDL Life. Go down there again this year. Hook up with CDL Life. Go out and
talk to Willie now.
With them down there. Yeah, get hold of Willie. Say, hey, we're going over to Louisville. What's going on? Time, man. That's when you like to go out. That way we can stand out there on the patio like we did last year with our blue motherfuckers and our cigars. Watch the world walk by below.
Uh-huh.
That guy was full of shit. Oh, why they call them blue motherfuckers? Because they're telling me the first one ain't so bad, the second one. third one, you're a blue motherfucker. But shit. I think I had five or six of them. Then things, it ain't nothing but Kool-Aid. I get more out of them Long Island iced teas over there at El Paso's than I got out of that shit down there.
I tell you what, you're right.
Honest to God, they're mixing that shit. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm sitting there getting thirsty. I'm going to do some research tonight. I'm going to find out what all I got to have for Long Island iced teas, and I'm going to get exactly what they say to put in it. And I'm going to follow the recipe, plus add a little bit for each one, and I'm going to fix it. I'm going to fix some this year, New Year's. Because it's going to be 50-some degrees, and if it don't rain, ain't pouring the rain down,
100%
I'm going to build me a fire.
On Saturday.
You don't go by that. How much?
100%.
100%.
Yep.
That's Youngstown. It always rains up here and they don't do it at home. It snows up here and it don't snow at home.
This is true.
It don't matter. If it ain't raining, pouring the rain down, I'm going to build me a fire, get me a chair, and I'm going to go outside, have a good old time. And if it does rain, I'll come in the house, and I'll still have a good old time. It don't even matter. Eat, drink, and be merry. Of course, you got to watch what you say anymore. You got to be politically correct. Say be merry anymore, and somebody takes it the wrong way, thinks you're transgender.
Oh, Lord.
You got issues tonight.
Shit. Me? Issues? Seriously?
Yeah.
Damn. You listen to this shit, Donnie?
No, I'm hearing it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, Robbie, I found somebody to paint my truck.
What, pink?
No, I found somebody to paint it. I couldn't find anybody to paint it. All I have to do is buy the paint and take a week or two off work so I can strip it all down, take it up, take it to him, and he's going to paint it. He said he'd paint it for me. Her sister's boyfriend, Todd. You met Todd, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, Todd's going to paint it. He showed us a picture of a Chevelle he painted with metal flake. He painted the car black metal flake in it. Huh?
Thing with that metallic in it, the metal flake in it, is hard to paint.
Metal flake. He painted a Chevelle black metal flake. The whole car was black metal flake, and then the two stripes, you know how they put the racing stripes down across the hood and stuff on?
Yeah.
He painted the stripes silver metal flake. This fucker was pretty, man.
It was nice, definitely.
It was pretty. Because I told him, I said, that's what I want my truck. He said, what, metallic? I said, no, metal flake. I don't want metallic. I want metal flake. I want the whole truck painted black metal flake. And then a stripe, you know, some kind of a pinstripe or a stripe, you know, a little wider stripe, couple stripes somehow or design on it. And I want that in the silver metal flake. And then I'm going to do the lettering, redo the lettering and everything on it in the pink and silver or whatever on it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm hoping I can get all this done before I die.
My people's.
Because if I get it done, then when I die, either one of two things. It's the resale, so when Tiff prices it to you or whoever buys it, it will up the price another $30,000. Or, well, that's what it's going to be. It'll be sold because I done told her, if her next boy toy gets in my truck, if there's life after death, I'm grabbing the wheel and I'm putting both of them right in the woods. Ain't nobody driving my shit. Her next boy toy ain't driving my shit. I'm either A, going to be buried in this son of a bitch, or she's going to sell it when I die. But because if her and him gets in it, or he gets in it and starts driving, they better hang on. They better get airbags installed in this bitch because I'm going to grab the steering wheel and pull both of them right into the woods. Right out in the giga weeds, boy, just in getting it. But no, he said he can paint it. I said, man, I heard the metal flake's hard to paint. He said, no. I said, well, Ralph, my buddy Ralph, he says he can't paint metal flake. He said it's a bitch. He said keeping the metal flake mixed up, you know, so it lays on. And he said you got to blow it with certain air pressure. Todd said the secret to that. He said you got to get it laying down as flat. Shoot it with the right pressure to get it laying down as flat as you can. But he said secret to that. He said you got to bury it in clear, a lot of clear. He said you put it on there and then you just clear it. Just keep spraying clear coat. Just keep burying it in clear. Because you got to just keep spraying clear on it until you cover it up to where you get a nice smooth finish, so where the metallic metal flake ain't sticking through the paint, where it ain't rough. But you just got to keep burying it. I said, I don't care. Bury it all you want to. I said, as long as I can have a paint, I'd love to have. I've always wanted one. I want it to look just like these new boats, all these Skeeter boats and shit. That metal flake would be sweet, man. I'm thinking, get that son of a bitch painted. That'll look nice. 1 year before I die, take that thing to a truck pool, man, with that paint like that. That thing, oh shit, man. At least, if I lose my ass like I usually do at the pools, at least I look good doing it. I lose the drag race, at least I look good doing it.
I suppose.
I figure while he's painting the truck, I'll get some old steel wheels, some of your dad's old Maypops tires, because they should be, them recaps should hold air enough to get it up to Todd's and back. I can take all my wheels off. Maybe by that, well, it'll be summer by that time. Maybe get Robbie to come up here for a week like he always does. And while he's got my truck up there painting it, I can have my wheels at home, and Robbie can polish all the wheels off up for me, get them all nice and shiny, all my outside
your
wheels.
Your phone's breaking up. Your phone's breaking
huh?
up.
Ain't nothing wrong with my phone. I got Verizon.
No, there's something wrong with your phone. It's about breaking up really bad. When do you plan on doing this?
Huh?
When do you plan on doing this?
I ain't going to tell you. I'm going to wait until the week that I know you're coming up. And that's when I'm going to get my truck taken over and have it painted.
Your phone's breaking up again.
Yeah,
Lordy.
See, Donnie, I told you, man. See the kind of shit we do on here? You miss out on all of it.
And when did you get better time to call?
Yeah?
I said Wednesday's the better time to call.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can't have this much fun through the week.
Right.
Yeah, it shows us. Used to be all right, but I don't know. It just kind of got boring. I don't know. You can only talk about motorcycles so much.
Yep.
I know he was a lot more fun when he had his own truck.
Wasn't he, though?
Yep. Actually, he was all right until he got that bike. So he got that fucking motorcycle, all hell broke loose.
Yeah, he's not the same as he used to be.
I was telling Donnie, Marcus, you go pay that trailer off. If you pay that trailer off, Marcus would probably trade us that motorhome for that trailer. Then you can take that trailer and put he's already got a hitch on it. You can hook that enclosed trailer to the motorhome, have the stripe painted to match the motorhome. Boy, you can fall, man. You can go out there and park my Tony, bud. We'd be shit. We'd be shit in the tall clover, man. Man, we'd be the shit. Wheel right up in there beside Justice. Sang ass song, you bitch.
Huh. Well, but like I said, like we was talking about earlier, Greg, we just have to make sure we carry jerry cans with it.
Shut up, Donnie.
Wow.
Don't
so he
even
keeps the gas in it.
Yeah,
keep
right.
some gas
I
in it.
Ain't got no gas in it. Piff was driving
it. Keep it up, and I'll mute y'all.
Oh, shit.
Angry today.
I know, right? Because I have to put up with people.
Why you got to be so angry? I can't believe Holly didn't call in tonight.
Nope. Just the three of you.
I'll be down. So what are you talking about tonight?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that, about truck wrecks.
Oh,
and
people driving in the ditches. Speaking about the giggle weeds, everyone's driving in the giggle weeds.
Yeah.
They are, man. I don't know what the deal is. They're wrecking these things as fast as they can build them.
Down, Claire. Get down.
Yeah, check this out. I have that rest area down there going out of West Virginia into Pennsylvania down there on 70.
Yeah.
Just east of Wheeling.
Yeah.
Donnie said them son of bitches was down there. It was a quarter to seven tonight? Yeah.
Something like that.
Almost 7 o'clock tonight, he said DOT was in down there checking trucks. They was lined up clear out the ramp, clear to the road, and the lights was flashing for them to come in.
Damn.
And you know what's fun? You know what's funny? Tell me I ain't got influence on people. Donnie drove right by him like he drove right by him like a boss, man. Boom, right by, man.
I wasn't stopping. I was going to sit out in the road.
I keep telling you guys, just hell with them. Just drive right on by them. And Donnie's the only one that takes my advice. He whooned right on by, man, like he owned the place. He said, man, I hope they don't come after me. I said, what? He said, I hope that chase car don't come after me. He said, why? He said, I just drove by that scale down there on 170. I said, where? He said, PA. I said, it was open. He said, yeah. He said, they was lined up clear out on the ramp. He said, I just put out in left lane, drove right on by him. He said, me. And he said, then about two or three other trucks followed me. I said, really? He said, yeah. I said, deja vu all over again. The way me and Tip did down there in Mississippi. Yeah, then he said he went down the road a little while, and he said, oh, shit. I said, what? He said, here he comes. I said, what? He said, chase car. He said he went by me about 80 mile an hour. His lights on, went up and pulled a step deck over that drove by him, too. Pulled that step deck over with a pickup or a truck or something on the back of it, Don. He said, stopped him. I said, that's because he got a light pattern. Yeah, uh-huh. That step deck was obvious. He could tell he seen him.
Kind of like Robbie and his
covered wagon. Yeah, covered wagon, a dry van, a tanker. It's hard to pick them out once it went by, once it didn't, because they all look alike in the dark.
Exactly.
You know, when you're looking at them at the side, a flatbed covered wagon looks like a tanker. You know, a dry van looks like a Conestoga. You can't tell. You know, at night, in the dark, all you see is a light pattern. But that step deck, the way the lights is on it, then you can tell. So he seen him, and he knew that step deck went by, and that's what he was looking for. He seen him. The rest of them, he didn't know who went by and who had stopped at the scale, and he knew that he didn't see that truck go in the scale. So they chased him down. I told Don, don't worry about it, man. Just put the boot to that bitch and go. Hell with him.
Yeah, don't, I put the cleat and rode along like nothing ever happened.
Ah, shit. Just send them a postcard. Tell them you know me. That'd be all right.
They would arrest you for sure.
Yeah, they'll probably tell you. Pennsylvania will probably tell you, yeah. Hey, when you talk that ass, so you tell him we're still looking for him. We're going to get him.
Nice.
I know over there for years over in Pennsylvania, man, when my driving record was all marked up, messed up, man, I was ready to put my damn picture on in the post office, man. I was damn near on America's Most Wanted, but over there, Pennsylvania sent me a damn letter and told me one more ticket, and I'll go to Disney where I could go down to the mouse's house for a while because I wasn't going to be driving truck. Matter of fact, that one cop told me, he said, if I write you a ticket right now tonight, he said, you know, you ain't going to be driving truck for a while. I said, matter of fact, he said, you ain't going to be driving nothing for at least a year. I said, well, whatever. That's what I told him. I said, whatever. You got me. He said, I ain't got the heart to do it. He said, because I'm telling you, one ticket, this ticket right here, he said, would put you over the point limit. He said, you'd lose your license for a year. So, well, I slowed my ass down after that. Now the only thing they're going to get me now for is impeding traffic.
Right.
That's pretty bad.
And that's a fact.
To pass you now.
That ain't no shit. Yep. I had a fucking Snyder pass me. But yesterday, last night, night before last, wherever it was, out there in Mansfield, going up the hill over right past the rest area, I had the crew set about 60 out through there, and it dropped down about, dropped back to about 55 going up through there past the rest area. I had, 47,000? I was grossing probably 82. That Snyder passed me. I blinked my lights. He said, thanks. I said, thank you for that bid. I said, yep. I said, man, I can't believe somebody's actually on the radio. He said, oh, yeah, I run my radio. He said, I'm one of the old drivers yet. I said, really? He said, yeah. I said, huh. I said, I'm glad you did that. He said, why? I said, I was just wondering what the driver or the passenger side of a damn Snyder truck looked like. He said, what? I said, I haven't seen the passenger door. I said, I ain't seen the passenger door on a Snyder truck in years. He said, oh, now you're going to be a smart ass. I said, no. I said, no. I said, you guys are always looking at the passenger doors on our trucks. I said, I figured I'd slow down enough so I could see the passenger door on yours, see if the paint was the same color. He said, you're fucked up. He said, you're fucked up. I talked to him for about 10 miles. Finally, he hollered at me. He said, where you at? I said, oh, I'm way back here yet. He says, seriously? He says, I figured you'd catch up with me, Bubba. No, I said, not the way I drive. He said, what do you mean? I said, I'm an old man anymore. I said, I don't get excited.
Oh, yeah. Well, then you need this. I just saw this on Facebook. It's how to keep calm in traffic jams. Put bubble wrap around your steering wheel and you can pop the bubbles.
That's
nice.
Stress reliever.
Right.
Here, I'll share.
They don't have enough for Craig's truck. I'm telling you that.
To a group.
What's that? On
Facebook.
What was that, Donnie?
I said they don't make enough of that shit for your truck, Greg.
Shit. You guys got to go getting all personal with me and shit. What the fuck?
Oh, you're always fucking with us.
It's all right. Just remember, motherfucker, you're going to be down at the house here in a couple of days. Payback's a bitch.
Yeah, I know.
All right. See you in about 6 months. You'll forget.
I want to get down there and show him what that death fluid's all about. He's done forgotten since he got rid of that Peterbilt, got the international. I'm going to show him what death fluid's about. I want to take a piss in his fuel tank. Tell him, Mary, there's you some death fluid. There's some urea. See how that burns. See if it'll clean your fuel up.
To me or Robbie?
Both you motherfuckers. You keep fucking with me.
I don't... Why? Somebody got to keep you on your toes.
Shit. So when you come back up, Robbie?
I don't know.
Should have been up here the last 3 days. It was nice and warm up here.
Oh, yeah, I bet it was.
Oh, yeah. Negative wind chill is about 30, 40 below. Wind 70 mile an hour wind
exactly
gust.
Where I'd have been.
70 mile an hour wind gusts and wind chills was down like 30, 40 below zero. Gust and winds, 30, 40 below. Yeah, it was sweet, man.
My ass in that rocking chair.
Yeah, it was sweet. You know where I was at during all that?
On the couch.
You did. You got that shit right. Donnie called me, Monday?
I think it was Monday, yeah.
Yeah, Monday. He called me, said he was over on the hill. It warmed up a little bit, you know. Wind died down. He called over. He said, hey, he asked him. He said, Greg, want me to start his truck, let it run for a little bit while I'm over here on the hill? I said, hell no, I ain't going nowhere. Shit on it. If it starts tomorrow morning, I'll go to work. If it don't, I'll come back home and sit on the couch and watch TV somewhere. So I'm thinking, man, y'all went over yesterday. I figured, yeah, this son of a bitch, you know, if it starts, okay. If it don't, I get another day off because I ain't dicking with it. And I hit that key. That son of a bitch didn't turn over 3 times. Blah, 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 blah. I said, you son of a bitch. A few years ago, before I rebuilt it, this son of a bitch wouldn't have started if his life depended on it, that kind of weather. Could have unhooked one of my batteries. Oh, well. What the hell you do? All right, folks. We solved all the problems, all the world's problems. I guess it looks like Elon's going to buy General Motors, so he's going to buy a Chevy. So when Elon buys GM, General Motors, he's going to piss some more people off because he's going to fire all them top executives, and he's going to turn General Motors back around because they're getting ready to file bankruptcy, so we might actually get some decent cars out here on the road again.
They'll all be electric.
Huh?
I said they'll all be electric if Elon has anything to do with it.
Oh, no, he ain't all 100% onto the electric shit. Like he said, he even admitted, man, you can't go all EV. The infrastructure ain't ready for it. It ain't ready.
It never will.
But what pissed him off was that Mary Barra, the head CEO of GM up there in Detroit, come out a while back, about a year or so ago, and she said that General Motors would outsell Tesla within a year, they would sell more cars, more electric cars. GM would sell more electric cars than what Tesla did. And it pissed him off. They sold something like, Tesla was like 77% more car sales, EV car sales, than what GM did. And it pissed him off. So now he has already, you'd have to watch the video on it. Just Google Elon Musk buys General Motors. And there's like three or four multiple videos of it that tells about it. He already, I think, bought one plant up in Canada. He's got one in Texas. I think down around Austin, I think he bought a GM plant down there. Somewhere down around there, he said he bought the plant because GM was closing it down because they couldn't make a go of it. So he bought the plant because he said it's easier to restructure a plant that's already there than to spend the money to build a new one, which he's right. The plant's already there. Why not restructure it to do his deal and forget about, you know? And now it also said on there that he is willing, he is really interested in buying the Ohio plant, which is Lordstown, Ohio Lordstown plant. Lordstown, Ohio, it's right on it. The drone that was flying over was taking videos of it, you know, for the video and everything. It showed Lordstown right there on it. So now he's trying to get them to sell Lordstown. So if Lordstown can't make it because they did that other shit up there, tried that batteries and all that battery plants going out over there that they tried to build, and they was going to make that EV car there at Lordstown, and it flopped that Volt. So they discontinued the Volt, and then they come back with it. Well, now Elon's trying to buy the plant. So if he buys Lordstown, and he also says in there that if he gets control of GM, it will be a non-union company. He will not have union workers in his plants. It will be non-union, which I like that too. Because we've had enough of these fucking unions.
Well, at least they don't have very many unions in trucking anymore. There's very few.
Huh?
So there's very
few.
Well,
look what the unions has done to the trucking industry. I worked for Teamsters when I worked for Chatterton. And when Chatterton started talking about closing down, the union come in there, oh, hell, we'll strike. We'll put the burn barrels up. You know what? Them guys stood out there for 3 weeks around them burn barrels, and trucks run in and out of there, and there wasn't a damn thing they could do, and they still closed the company, went out of business. They closed it down for, I think it was 30 days. They had to stay closed for 30 days or something like that. Jerry closed it down for 30 days, broke the union. Then he opened back up non-union. Dropped it. It was Ed Chatterton Trucking. He dropped the Ed, stayed with Chatterton, so it changed the name somewhat. It wasn't Ed Chatterton Trucking anymore. It was Chatterton Trucking. He opened back up, and it was non-union. He hired all the guys that wanted to come back in and work non-union. If they wanted to come back, they could come back, but they was going to be non-union. So some of them did. Even some of the union workers went back to work. I didn't. I went and bought my own truck and said, hell with you. All right, so they went back to work for him, and then the union steward and some of the union guys that worked there, as soon as they opened back up non-union, it was less than a month, they got a hold of the union, and the union come up there and start handing out, you know, union cards, you know, trying to take a vote, you know, to get the union voted back in. He caught wind of it. He fired every fucking one of them. Before the union could get in, he fired every one of them guys. Said, I will not have a union. He fired every one of them. Got rid of them. So now anybody else want to get in the union, you try to call the union, get back in here, he said, you can go too. What could they do? There wasn't nothing they could do. What did the union do about it? There wasn't a damn thing the union could do about it. They can't tell that man he's got to keep that company open. He can do whatever he wants to it. He owns it. He can shut it down. He don't care. All they have to do is close that company down, stay down for 30 or 60 days, open back up non-union, hire all new workers in it. There ain't a damn thing you can do. You can stand out there around that burn barrel, around that gate, and picket, strike, and shit till you get old and die. And they don't care. It ain't gonna make no difference. You can't do nothing. But what right. The union do? They pay them strike pay. Strike pay don't pay shit. You can't buy a hot dog and a cup of coffee on your straight pay. I'll tell you that right now. But them union, you know, them union executives and shit for the Teamsters and that, they got big fat bank accounts. They got nice homes. They drive big Cadillacs and nice cars and shit. But they don't give a shit. They ain't out for the worker. They're out for themselves. Screw the unions. I got nothing good to say about a union. The way I look about it, if the company pays their workers well, pays their workers the way what they're worth, the way they're supposed to be paid, they don't need a union. The people will be more than happy to come in there and do an honest day's work or an honest day's pay as long as they're paying them a decent wage to work. They don't need a union. You know, and benefits and shit. Look at my brother-in-law, for instance, Rob. All right, Rob, he's worked at Estes now for, once he got it up there, 20-some years he's been at Estes up there in West Middlesex, PA. He's worked there. Union, Estes is not union. Estes is non-union. They never had a union. Them guys get paid damn good. They got good benefits. They got damn good pay. They get paid good. Them guys never hear them. You go in there and ask any of them if they want a union in there, oh no, we don't want nothing to do with a union. Because Estes takes care of them. You know,
right.
they pay them guys good. The Yellow Freight, Preston, Roadway. A lot of you probably don't remember Preston. Donnie, you should.
I remember Preston.
Tiff,
yeah.
Mike. But Preston, the 151 line. Okay, Preston, Yellow Freight and Roadway. All right. Yellow Freight went and bought Preston because Preston was union. Yellow Freight was union. Roadway was union. CF was union. Well, FedEx went and put CF out. They come in there. Well, it was Conway. Conway went in there, and they groomed Conway. You know, the higher-up executives went and started Conway, and they groomed Conway, so Conway could take over CF's, you know, Consolidated Freight, take over their contracts. As soon as they got Conway to where they can handle all Consolidated Freight, CF's freight, then they closed CF down and broke the union. That put all them guys out of business, all of them out of work. All right, then Conway was running there for a while. What happened to Conway? Now FedEx got Conway. So they knocked FedEx out, or Conway out. All right, so Conway's done. Now it's FedEx. Now, FedEx, I don't think, is union. I can't tell you. I don't know. They might be. I don't know. I don't know about them. But Yellow Freight, Roadway, and Preston. Preston, Yellow Freight went and bought Preston because Preston was having financial problems because Yellow was putting Preston out of business. So they broke the union. They busted, they shut Preston, they Yellow Freight, bought Preston, changed the name, closed Preston down, broke the union, and all their drivers absorbed into Yellow Freight. Yellow Freight union. Put Preston out of work. All them guys was out. If they didn't relocate, they was out of work. Okay, done. All right, they're done. Then Roadway, Yellow Freight ended up buying Roadway because Roadway was their own entity. Well, then Yellow Freight went and bought Roadway. So it put Preston and Roadway under Yellow. That's where they come up with that YRC, Yellow Roadway Corporation. And that's where Yellow YRC come from. Now, the last 10 or 12 years, YRC was filed for bankruptcy, and they was having financial problems. And what did they do? Instead of them hiring them CEOs taking a pay cut, you know, the executives and the owners and stuff of YRC, instead of them taking a pay cut and giving some concessions to help, you know, make payroll and everything and help survive, no. They didn't give up none of their money, and the union didn't give up any money, but they wanted the drivers to take a pay cut in their benefits and their wages and everything. They was expecting them to take a pay cut, which is concessions, so they could help the company survive so they could get through the hard times and so they could survive. Well, the guys didn't want to do it. They went on strike. And that was a big battle, and YRC damn near went out of business. And there you go again. And then now you got UPS. UPS was a big-ass company. What'd they do? They run it. What do UPS do? The owners, what they do, sold out to that company in Canada. I forget what their name is now. They call them now. It's still UPS down here, but it's a company up in Canada bought them. So they're Canadian-owned now. It's crazy. It's crazy where this stuff goes. You know, there's so much of this buying this one, buying that one. Well, look how many trucking companies Swift has bought. And what gets me, they're saying, well, the economy's the way it is, and the freight, you know, ain't paying what it should, and, oh, things are so tough, and things are so expensive, and the cost of operations so bad. Then where in the hell, oh, we can't pay the drivers any more money because, you know, things is tough, and the freight's cheap, and whatever. Then how in the hell is these companies affording to go out, like, you know, Heartland? Not too long ago, Heartland went and bought Smith Transport out of Roaring Springs, PA. The big black trucks, they bought them. How, where in the hell did they get all this money? They ain't got the money to pay their drivers and give them more money to work, the ones that make their money, but they can afford to go out and spend millions of dollars to buy another company out to get their freight and to absorb their contracts. They don't want the trucks. They don't care about the drivers. All they want is their contracts and their contacts. That's all they want. That's all these companies are wanting. They don't give a damn about the trucks. And that guy said, oh, no, Heartland, no. Heartland, they're not going to change anything. Smith's going to keep operating just like they are, yeah. You watch and see. It won't be long. And them guys won't be driving them big black Peterbilts. Them Kenway, no. They're going to be driving them. They're going to be driving them red and white Cascadias just like Heartland's doing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, bullshit, you know. No, hell with it.
Well, I just like U.S. Express has bought out Baylor not long ago.
Yeah, U.S. Express bought out Baylor. Yeah, there's another one. Well, Chatterton Trucking. Donnie, you know where Chatterton Trucking's at up there in Sharon that we work for, me and Jim work for?
Oh, yeah.
When you go into Sharon right there, like you was going over Sharon Coatings right there on the right, that all them green trucks, that's Sharon. That's Chatterton Trucking. That's the only place, that's the only terminal they have was right there. Now, you've seen what
right.
that place looked like. It didn't used to look that bad. That lot used to be pretty decent, everything, nice trucks. But he bought all them trucks. P.I. and I come down there here. Well, it was, it took effect the first of November, I think. Yeah. P.I. and I come down there like September, October, whatever, and talked to Jerry that owned Chatterton, Jerry Nicewander, and they made a deal and they bought him out. After all these years, P.I. and I bought Chatterton Trucking out. So
that
now Chatterton is owned by P.I. and I Motor Express now. Do you know what he got? You know what he got for that fucking place? Now, you see that warehouse off to the back there, which was old raggedy-ass crane in there. It's ready to fall down. It was when I was there.
Right.
Jim said it never got no better. That building right there where the garage and everything's at and the lot where the trucks and that big fuel tank out front, that lot right there and a lot out back, you know what he got for that fucking place?
Probably more and more of us in our lifetime.
$6.6 million.
That don't surprise me, not.
Now, P.I. and I can't pay their drivers any more than what they do. They're working for pennies on the fucking dollar. But they can go out and pay $6.6 million for Chatterton Trucking.
Yeah.
Then P.I. and I went down the road to Yorga. They went down and tried to buy Yorga.
Oh, geez.
Well, them girls down there with Yorga, John Yorga, when he was alive, Yorga wouldn't sell to nothing, you know. They went down and tried to buy Yorga, and I guess Yorga pretty much just told him to go pound salt.
Right.
They wasn't selling. Yorga ain't giving up. Yorga's been around a long time because you remember it used to be Yorga and used to be another one that Yorga owned called Beeline.
Beeline, yep.
Yeah, you remember Beeline, the old GMC Astros and stuff that they run, Beeline Trucking?
Yep, they went out of business
yeah.
not long after I started driving.
Yeah, they had a bee. They had like a little honeybee with a big tire on it. You know, it had Beeline Express or Beeline Trucking on. They run flatbeds and they run dry vans and they run east. That's all they did was run east. Yorga used to run nothing but out east and back. Chatterton run
right.
east and back. You know, Strimbu at one time only run east. and then they run some Detroit and stuff like that. They was they had a couple three states, but then that all dried up. So then the Chatterton started moving out, but Chatterton wouldn't run any farther. They'd run to Kentucky or they'd run to Indiana, but they wouldn't run them trucks any farther than what a fuel the tank of fuel would take them out and back, because right. They wouldn't let us buy fuel out on the road. You fueled up at the yard. We went to Jersey. We delivered. We reloaded. We come back to the yard. We fueled up when we come in the yard. Them trucks held enough fuel to go out to Jersey and back, and have enough fuel to go out and back, and you didn't buy fuel. They wouldn't buy fuel on the road. My, how things changed in 30-some years, you know? I think these guys talking about how bad they got. No, it's bad. These trucking companies are... Yeah, they talk about big corporations buying each other, like Elon buying this Twitter and this and that. And that shit's been going on for years. Look at what Walmart did to Kmart and Gold Circle and Zayers and all them old big box department stores. They said you can't monopolize. Well, what the hell did Walmart do? Walmart has come in and monopolized. They've run all the other ones out of business. They put them out of business. Now, they're the only kid on the block now. There used to be laws against monopolizing, and that's what Walmart done. You can't go into a city anywhere that there ain't a Walmart. Now, there's a Walmart on every corner, and Dollar General's getting the same way. You go out and drive out in the woods. You can be 40 miles out in the middle of nowhere, out in the woods, and all of a sudden you'll be going down a little two-lane road. There's a Walmart or a Dollar General stuck back in the woods. That's crazy.
Yep. I had three Dollar Generals just right around my house within 5 minutes.
Yeah, well, what
There's
I think is funny
right
is the Ohio
right.
Attorney General, the Ohio Attorney General went and filed a lawsuit against Dollar General right now. They got a lawsuit against them. Because they caught Dollar General inflating the prices at the register. You go in there and you pick something up and it said like $1 or $2 for it or whatever it was for the product. And when you got to the register, it was ringing up twice that much. And it was double charging people for certain things. And somebody brought their attention, called the Attorney General. He done some investigating and checked into it. And damn, if he didn't file a lawsuit against Dollar General, now they're in a big-ass court battle over it because Dollar General is fucking people because they're double-charging them for a lot of their product. So Imagine Dollar General's that. In deep shit now. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, the next ones that they need to start investigating is these truck stops. I walked into a TA last night. All right? Now, pilot's bad. I walked into that TA over at Porter last night. I went in there, got a bottle of pop, walked out of there, and while I was in there, I just kind of walking around in there because the damn lady in there didn't seem to think she needed to run the register. She needed to fill the roller grills up, which there was a damn soul in there. Well, whatever. I said, all right. She said, well, I'll be here in a minute. I said, okay, I'll be nice. I said, okay, take your time. She said, oh, I'm going to take my time. I said, I was trying to be nice. I said, but since you want to be sarcastic, I kind of am in a hurry. Well, she didn't like that, I guess. So anyhow, she goes, well, while I was standing there, I looked over, and them little lunch cakes, you know, you used to get them in a box for $2.19, them little, you know, whatever, little Debbie's lunch cakes and shit. Yeah. There was a rack of them right there behind me. I turned around. One of them little tiny packs of, you know, them little two ho-hos to a pack, Hostess ho-hos, $3.19. $3.19 for a little pack of ho-hos.
Yep.
I said, are you, I'm thinking, you serious? You know, and I thought, shit. So I paid my bill. I went out, got the truck, went back, parked, talked to him a few minutes, and so I'm going to bed. Done my logbook, went to bed. I got this morning, I pulled into Pilot over there in New Haven, went in there and got me a cup of coffee on the way out. And I went in there and looked around. I just happened to say, I said, I'm going to check to see. I looked at their damn lunch cakes, the same ones. Same cakes and shit over there, them little lunch cakes or whatever that they had on their rack over there, that garbage food. I looked at them over there, and it was like two of them for $4. So I'm thinking, okay, So they're still charging you $2 a piece for them, but they got a special $2 for $4 or $2.29 for $1, whatever. You know, you get a better discount, you know, if you buy two of them. So they're charging you a little extra to make you fatter if you get two, whatever. But anyhow, I looked at that and I thought, you know, really? Now here you go. Now you're still damn near a dollar and something cheaper at Pilot than what it is TA. You go to Pilot, you get a cup of coffee. A cup of coffee was like, oh, it used to be like a dollar. I remember when it was a dollar. I don't know what it is now. $1.57, $1.87, whatever the hell it is now for a cup of coffee. You go into TA. The TA is $2.59 or $2.79, almost $3 for a cup of coffee. And you go to the Pilot, it's a dollar something. It's under $2. Every once in a while, you'll get one that's $2.20 or something like that. But TA is charging anywhere from $1 to $2 more on their stuff than what Pilot is. Now, why?
I don't know. And TA's coffee is nasty as hell, too.
Oh, no. I can't stand TA's coffee. Can't stand it. Now, half the time you go in there now to a TA or a Petro, they're nasty. They're filthy. Especially the fuel islands. You pull in there and you walk in there, they got, you know, the food counter. They're nasty. They're dirty. The whole place is filthy. Where the hell is the health department at? What is it, the health inspectors, they ain't checking these places. I don't
probably
know.
Probably getting money under the table.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. That's right.
Oh, look, we lost Robbie.
Oh, he goes.
I was wondering why he was being so quiet.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm getting ready to get off here, too.
Yeah, it's going on 9 o'clock. You know what? I bet Penny came home.
That could have. That's all right. I'll send him a message. I'll send him a message. Send him a chicken lollipop.
Right.
So, all right, I'm going to get off here.
Okay.
Yep, me too. I'm over here in Blairsville. I'm going to clean my windows.
Oh, I'm going to walk in, grab me a sandwich, and I'm going to come back out and turn the TV on, and ain't going to be long, and I'm going to bed. Get up in the morning, go down, unload this shit, go to the house.
Yep.
And that's probably what I'll be doing, too.
Well that's what I'm figuring. You and I should.
I thought you were doing one of those Bryants, too.
Well, I guess they pushed him out till next week.
Oh.
His dispatcher don't love him any more than mine does. His dispatcher fucked him like mine did, like mine fucked me today.
Yeah, it'll be all right.
Don't interrupt her while she's drinking her whipped vodka.
Right.
That's what I'm going to tell her. Say, man, you got into that whipped vodka too damn soon. You took my damn freight off of me. And anyway, guys, you supposed to give me my freight and then get drunk.
Right. All right. Well, you guys have a good night. We'll talk to you later.
All right.
You too,
I'll
Donnie.
Talk to you guys later.
All right.
I'll talk to you in a little while, too. Bye.
Okay. Bye. Okay, this brings us to the end of our show. This is Tiffany with Redneck and I's Radio, Women of Redneck and I, signing off on Wednesday, December 28th. Just a few days short of 2023. So have a good night. Have a good time. Be careful over the long weekend coming up over New Year's, because we all know everybody's going to be out drinking and driving, whether we say we don't or not. We know it happens. All right, y'all. Be safe, and I personally will see you in 2023. Happy New Year's. Be safe. Bye.